Kedvach, we're holding by Shina and Ches. We're in the middle of Siv Ches. I hope, if time allows, to finish tonight Shina and Ches plus Shina and Ches, so please go easy on the questions. There's a lot here. Just to go over the Mechaba said a chiddush that if someone is rotz for a dvar mitzvah, he's considered a rotz b'shus. Last week we qualified that not every dvar mitzvah is considered rotz b'shus. It has to be something that's zmanoi bol. It's the times of the essence. In the case of the Gemara, the Mechaba was when he was rotz b'erev Shabbos. We discussed from the Rishonim that could be it's after Chatzos when it's ready zman torid that people are preparing for Shabbos. So that's considered a rotz b'shus. If he's rotz b'shus, so now it has the din of like Shneim B'shus. Even though he's a Rotz and the other person is Mahalik, but now it goes back to the Halach of Shneim B'shus. When you have Shneim B'shus, who's Akzebezeh is going to be Potter? It means if it's a passive Hezek, he will be Potter. However, if it's a proactive Hezek, if it's Hiziku, then he would take a Bichayev. Someone asked me after the Shia last week, so what was the case at Piskei Tshuva with the Chavetz Yor when he was running to catch Kiddush Levon and he broke the Kelim on the way? What's the whole Shaila there? It's Hizik. And the Teretz is in Eknam. If you look at the Chavetz Yor, Piskei Tshuva doesn't quote this part, the Chavetz Yor continues. And another reason why Tapat, to be Machayev him, besides that he holds that Inyan of Kiddush Levon or Berevam is not enough of a mitzvah, he says in Eknam because he was Hizik, not Huzak. And then he falls away from him, he's not sure. But a lot of Achreinim say it's a Lachayev to come out like the Shitas Rashi, the way we go, that Hizik is chayiv, even though it's shalib kavano, so then, yes, in chanam, even if you're rotz b'shus mitzvah, you're still going to be chayiv for hizik. In chanam, the sheet is a ramam, holds that every time shneim b'shus, hizik is pot, unless you have kavano. So in chanam, it's a day too, you'd be pot until you have kavano. But the way we paskin, the way we feel, like Rashi, it should come out that the person's going to be chayiv. This whole halakh is only by huzak, and if you look at that's what the Makabas brings it down. He says, hoya echad rotzak mahalik v'huzak. His whole case was talking about huzak only. Okay, to go a little more into it, and we have to move on, really, but what does it mean when you're Erev Shabbos, you're Rotz B'shus for the Terech Shabbos? What does that mean? So if you look in the Smas of Kotten Yud Aleph, the Smas says, Zeh Loshen HaRambam, D'Choyvel, B'Perek Vav, D'Choyvel, it's supposed to be, the Rotz B'shus K'dei Sholei Tikoni Shabbos, V'Hu Eini Ponoi. He's running to be able to be freed up by the time Shabbos comes around, which is Pashas he's getting from the Gemara, that the Gemara says he's coming to prepare himself to be late Netzi Likra Shabbos Malkus, that's what the Gemara says. So he has to be pony, he has to be available, he has to be free to be Mekabel Shabbos properly. Zoktisma, V'loshin zeh mashma, from this Loshin of the Rambam, it's mashma l'choyro, afilu rotz ba'asokov, even if he's running for his own asokim, he's trying to finish off all his confection collection deliveries. It's not Litzarek Shabbos, unless he orders Litzarek Shabbos because they need it for the Cholm Zoch and the Kiddush, good. Okay, but he's trying to finish up all his deliveries before Shabbos, all his paper goods deliveries, PQS.
Rapture,
whatever. He's trying to finish up all his deliveries. Kedei, that he'll be able to chaper in his shower and his mikvah before Shabbos. But right now he's on his deliveries. So it's mashin the Raman that even that's good because you're Rotz B'shus. It might say you have to be Rotz, kedei to be pony for Shabbos. Avol, in mashikos of Moiram, achazeh muchak tesriu leidavka derotz biskei tzorche Shabbos mikvah b'shus. And this is the Loshon HaRamah. Let's do the Ramah, you'll see what this man means. The Ramah says, qualifies this halacha, Rotz B'shus, Dr. Ramah, V'davka b'stam de telinun de rotz al tzarek Shabbos. Menestam, if someone gets into an accident, Erev Shabbos, if the chatzois, or ben eshmosh, whatever it is, he gets into an accident, we could assume it's rotz le tzarek Shabbos. Avlam yedua de ene rotz, el le shar chveitzav. However, even Erev Shabbos, if the chatzois, or ben eshmosh, if we know that he's really running for shar chveitzim, v'lo yishayichi be tzarek Shabbos, his chveitzim, does shayich to tzarek Shabbos, his chayif k'moy b'chol. Because it's not a p'tur that this man is motor. The p'tur is because you're rotz b'shus mitzvah. If you're not doing for a mitzvah, so come to you being a rotz shaloi b'shus, you're rotz shaloi b'shus, and the other guy was mahalik, that goes back to the klal of echa mahalik, echa rotz, the rotz, the shaloi b'shus is going to be chayiv on the huzak of the mahalik. So Zoktis Ma, you see from the Lashon of the Ramah, I mean the way Ramah categorizes it, that the only p'tur is the tzarek Shabbos, but if you know you're doing the shak feitov, You don't have the p'tur of rotz b'shus. It's mashma, not like the Rambam. Rambam is mashma that you're allowed to be rotz even for shara zachin as a bee that you finish up before kadesh yiponi l'shabbos. If it would be like the Rambam, then even if you catch the guy and you know that he's really running l'shach v'etzav, he can still have the p'tur of rotz b'shus because he's doing it kadesh to free himself up to be able to have more time before Shabbos for his tzrochim. That's what Tosma says. Now, Maisa is, the Tosis Yontov also is medayik like that in the Rambam. The Rambam Luchari argues with this Ramah. However, the Prisha, which is the same Balasma, the Prisha, when he brings down and makes the same diik that Smasha the Rambam argues, and then he says, no, it could be that's all the Rambam meant too. The Rambam also only meant Kadesh Le'Tokan the Shabbos, if any pony from his trochim that he has to prepare for Shabbos, from his achonos for Shabbos. Avad if Shaz Chveitzim, Avad, that's not going to be a p'tur. Avad, it's only the Terechei Shabbos. But he has to rot Kadesh that he should be pony, that he should be finished, all of his achonos for Shabbos in time. And that's even though Smad doesn't say it, but that's what he means. He's getting around the Rambam. We go with the Ramah that has to be Dafko L'Torchei Shabbos. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, on the other hand, goes the other extreme. Aruch HaShulchan is a Das Yochid, but he goes the other way. He holds from the Rambam, you see that you're allowed to run even for other things. And be that you should be pony for Torchei Shabbos. You should be pony when you make Kabul Shabbos. And he says, and it's not a right from the Ramah. The Ramah also means that. Either Ramah says Lahedya that if you catch him, the Shra'a Chveitzav, he's going to be Chayiv. If it's all the Shaykh be Terek Shabbos, he says it means she'enu nageh l'chilu Shabbos klal. Avad if you're running for your deliveries, kedei to free yourself up for your mikvah and nechanami, that would also be considered rotz b'shus. It means you're still rotz for your deliveries. You're trying to have more business before Shabbos. You're still playing on the stock exchange. Whatever you do, you're still trying to do a little more business. But why you're rotz? Because of course time is of the essence. But you're rotz. But it's not to kedei that you should free yourself up for your achonos for Shabbos. So then nechanami, if it's not nageh l'chilu Shabbos. Shabbos clouds, Dr. Ramah, that's when you're going to be chai, that's when you don't have the p'tur. But if you're doing zaitag deliveries kedei and you're running to be able to have more time for achon Shabbos, that he holds, that's also b'chalal the heta of Rotz B'shus. It's a strict stretch.
This is all based on the fact that I have to worry about this guy running because I have to be aware that there are people running on Erev Shabbos like this. So, this is kind of going to make a difference. Either way, it's B'shus.
So, Luchar, what you mean to ask is like this. Very good. Excellent. We discussed last week that there's a machloikas maram shif and yamsha shloimo. If somebody is an echad b'shus, the echad shloi b'shus, and the b'shus was huzak and the shloi b'shus. B'chai gavna. So we have the halacha b'pashas and sitva, which says that the shloi b'shus is chayiv on the huzak of the b'shus. The Poshet, right? That's a simple halacha. Came along the Yamsha Shleim and asked Akasha, what do you mean? Why is the guy Chayev, the Bishus, who tripped over the Shleim Bishus, should have anyway be careful because there are plenty of other people, Bishus Rabim Bishus, or in this person's Chatz of Bishus. And since he had to be Asag Adaiti, those people Bishus, so even though he grabbed the tripped over a guy Shleim Bishus, why is the Shleim Bishus Chayev for Huzak? Lachari, the Bishus should have been more careful because anyway he had to be more careful for the other people who were there, Bishus. So what came out is Makloik is Yamsha Shloim and Maram Shif. Yamsha Shloim says, Enochanami, Bichi Hai Gavna, with a Bishus, anyway had to entertain other Bishuses, then even if he trips over Shloim Bishus, the Shloim Bishus will be Potter. And the Maram Shif argues, Maram Shif says, it doesn't make a difference. At the bottom line, if the guy was there Shloim Bishus, for this guy he didn't have to entertain, this guy don't have to be careful for, he's at fault, he's the bigger party to blame. He's the Shaloi Bishus. He's going to be Chayiv even for a passive Huzak. So Makloik is Yam Shishloim and Ram Shif. Lochari from this Ramah is a Rufur Sharai. It's not just Ramah, it's in the Mukhi Yezis. It's a Rufur Sharai to the Ram Shif. Here you have a guy, a Bishus ran into someone who's running Liturgic Shabbos. So it says that if he's running the Torah Shabbos, he's also the Bishus, he's going to be Potter. But if we could prove that he's running for Zayta Kazachin, he's going to be Chayiv. What do you mean? It's Erev Shabbos after Chatzayis. I have to anyway worry about all the people who are running Letzarek Shabbos. Nishol them. I have to even worry about this very same person that maybe he's running Letzarek Shabbos. I just brought Adam afterwards and we know that he was really doing Zaytiga deliveries. That's very nice. But why does the Ramah say that if we chap him, that he's really doing Shachvetav, he's going to be Chayiv, if the Bishus anyway has to entertain for this guy because maybe he's running Bishus Letzarek Shabbos? That's what you mean to ask, right? I'm saying, you what? You mean to say that this guy anyway had to be nizar from bumping into somebody running Letzarek Shabbos, and this guy might have goofed been preparing Shabbos. But if we can prove he's not, he's going to be chayiv. Elamai, you see from here, Raya to Ram Shif, that it doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, if this guy you could prove is Yeshaloi Bishus, he's going to be chayiv for all, even passive hazekim that he caused, even though the Bishus might have to be more nizer and his God had to be up for other people or for this person for a different motive. It doesn't make a difference. If he's Yeshaloi Bishus, he's going to be chayiv. And Yetzir Shem, hopefully in Chinayin Tess, we'll have another Raya to the Ram Shif. Yes, it means lahalacha, I think that we should definitely go for the Ram Shif. Besides, Ram Shif is the Pasha, so the Sugi of the Rishonim, no makes his chilek of the Yamshar Shloima. All right, so getting back to you. So now, Pashtis, lahalacha is going to be like the simple reading of the Ramon, not like the Rosh Hashanah and like the Kama Vakama, Chroinim are like that, that you only have the Patur if you wrote Litzorich Shabbos. But if you wrote Shashach Feitzim, to free his time up, so you'd be able to do Hachana Shabbos there, that's not a Ptur. The Maisi doing it for Shach Veitzen, that you don't have a Ptur for, you're going to be Chai, that's not considered Bishos. What would be the other way around? If a guy was, he knows that he still has to meet a client, it's late, Erev Shabbos, he knows he still has to meet a client. Let's say he holds like the Mishra Brua B'dievet, you could be Mekel up to Mincha Ketana. Mincha Gedela, that's me supposed to stop Malacha. But he's going to be Mekel up to Mincha Ketana. So later on the plaga mincha. So now he's gonna have to meet a client at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he knows he's gonna be busy. He's gonna not have time to do tzarchi Shabbos. So he's now being rotz l'tzarich Shabbos kidei to free himself up that at 3 o'clock he should have to be able to do his sharch veitzim. Is he gonna have the ptur of rotz bishus? Now, I don't have a raya, but I would assume that you always look at the maisa that you're doing. If right now you're being rotz, la'achon Shabbos, it's considered b'shus. If right now you're being rotz, shaloi la'achon Shabbos, it's considered shaloi b'shus, even though there's a gram, it might be for Tzarek Shabbos. It's irrelevant.
Somebody's rushing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
We had discussed week.
He has one maisa left to do. He's not a nervous guy. He's 5 hours.
Right, so that's fine. That he's rotz, because the maisa, he's rotz and he's nervous. He's a nervous guy, so he's rotz for sure. That I have no problem with. But I'm saying if he, Babel could handle both, and he just grabbed has the appointment at 3 o'clock, but I still think he's going to be a rotz for sure. What would be if he's...
He needs the money for his shops.
If he needs the money for Shabbos, that might be
because
if he needs the money, that could be maybe that's also a trickle of a gram. All right, whatever. But what would be if he's rots for both? He right now has to run towards town because he has to pick up his suits and he has to meet a client. He's being rots for both. It's in one Maiserita, he's doing a Bishus and a Shaloi Bishus. So Chazgol the Maisa has a Rishus to run. Okay, fine. Lamai says, I don't have a riot to this. I did find a Beis Yaakov, a Kadmon, the numerous Beis Yaakov. But this one from Tzaizmir, he lived over 300 years ago. So he names off her Pashas from the Loshon and Ramah, he names off her Pashas that unless he's only Rots at Tzarek Shabbos, if he's Rots, Sai L'Tzarek Shabbos, Sai Shalor L'Tzarek Shabbos, then he doesn't have the Ptur of Rots Pashas. It's only if his focus is only on Shabbos, then he has a Ptur of Rots Pashas. That's how he is Medayik from this Ramah.
And Ramah says,
Al Miyadu, then I'm asking him that depending where you medayik the ratio that says Rotzah Tzarek Shabbos, you medayik the Sefer. You're probably right that the Dodik is better in the Sefer. For the Ella, it's Mashra, that it's only if it's Shach Veitzah, but if it will be a combination, then you will still have the Ptur. I mean, if it will be L'Shach Veitzah and it'll be Shach Veitzah, it will also have the Ptur. I hear. Okay, fair. I accept both, and I'll tell you why I think that Beis Yaakov had a different interpretation. The Beis Yaakov had a whole new pshat in this Rotz B'Shus Ptur, that's Nekele Le'inish Lamev Mitzvah B'Mamay Nekilu. If I'm running to do a mitzvah and I damage someone's kalim, he has no pinus of me damaging his kalim, because Nekele Le'inish, that person, the Nizik, is happy that even though he had to spend money, he had to have his kalim damaged, he's happy that people are doing mitzvahs through his money. So he had a whole new...
We don't know like that. We know the only time you say it's only when you're not mopsing the person.
There's a whole... Whatever. It's 2 days in Hilchos Pesach. I'd rather not get into it. But Lamai says he had a whole new blitz pshat, which is not like the Pashas of the Sugya, Rishonim, all the Akronim. I don't know where he's coming from, where he had his makar. Mainly in his world of Nechel Elinish, he held that I'm only happy if someone stamps on my kalim if he's doing a Leterek Mitzvah. But he's doing Rosta to me, a client. I'm not so happy about it. So I don't have this new ptur. But Pashas and you should go with this is that the Ptur is because you're Rot Peshus and has a normal Gedorim of Shnei Peshus or whatever it is. So there I could hear very stark that if you are Lemaisa Rot Peshus because you're doing Litzarek Shabbos, even though you're doing it also Shalul Litzarek, but Be'etim the Ritza was Kailo both, and you have a Rishus to do this Ritza, then Avado L'Choiro, you should have the same Ptur, which like everyone's being Medayik.
I'm sure from experience in Bezin, you don't say the Sevar of Nikol Mishlev Mitzvah and Mainam in this thing.
Probably, yes. Yes. All right. Fine. So anyway, that's what it goes. So Lechayr, from here, you see a very nice, you see like the Mamshif, like you pointed out, that Echa B'shoz V'Echa Sholei B'shoz to Sholei B'shoz is always going to be Chayiv. Okay, let's move on. We have a lot to cover still. Let's go. Sif Tes.
Just a question. Two things. First of all, is this only on Kalim? If the person hits another person, and actually it's not the Duk.
The Chayr, the Ptur of Shnei B'shoz is even if you hit another person's goof, like it says in the beginning of Asif Ches, Ben B'gufam Ben B'mamaynam. And if this is the Gedorim, the dynamics of Shnei B'shoz, look how you'll have the Ptur even if you hurt somebody.
It's
both B'dei Shemayim and B'dei Adam? No one mentions the Val that Yechai B'dei Shemayim. The Vod is that he should have been more careful or as careful like you, and therefore you can't be blamed for the Hezek. Sounds like he'd be Potter.
So Reuven kills Shimon, he drove recklessly,
he drove recklessly. Who said he has a right to drive recklessly? If he's doing a rot b'shus, if he's whatever is considered b'shus, recklessly is not b'shus even Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos just means you let her go a little quicker. It doesn't mean you let her just take a machine gun and shoot blindly, right? All right, fine. Sif test. In ba echad reichiv b'susoi me'achrei chaveroi u'paga b'susoi shechaveroi reichivoi. Guy's riding on a horse. Two people, and the second person ran into the first person. Vehika es asus, and he damages asus. Chayiv l'shalom kol ma sheyishum u'bezen shenifchas machmas hakazu. He's chayiv for the entire hefzed that he caused by this damage. What is the case? Zokta sman sifkot and yud beis. Oh, he doesn't even bring down the case. How do you like that? The Torah brings down the case in the Tshuva Sirosh. The case was that it was a chos and yetzei, it sounds like michupasai, with his kala, and they're going out, and they had this, he was riding on a pered, and I guess people were freilich, and somebody got out of hand, and went quicker, and ran into the pered that the chosin was driving in, or the limousine that the chosin was driving, he damaged that sus. His sus damaged the chosin's parrot, I should say, actually. It was a parrot, and the Mechabit's case is actually he was wearing a sus, but the Rosh's case was a parrot, and he's chayev for this damage. And the reasoning is, Zokto,
a parrot
is a parrot, is, I don't know, a mule, or a donkey, I don't know, a different, not a horse, whatever. All right, so that was the case. Now, there was a tzad to say, and you're going to see, there was a tzad to say that sus has a din like regel, and where everyone knows that regal is part of b'shus harabim. Adam ha-mazak is chayiv, they will all of them, of course. But, and eish is, of course, also chayiv. But if you're going in the hilchas of momen ha-mazak, behem ha-mazak, regal and shein is part of b'shus harabim. It was b'shus harabim. Karen is different, but regal and shein is part of b'shus harabim. Since this might be live like regal, it was a tzad to say maybe he's part of. It could be another reason the guy wants to say he's potter. The shel said I should be potter because he should be the chosin should have been careful not to be genizik. Look, just like I'm careful not to hurt him, he should be careful not to be genizik, and therefore I should also be potter. Oh, one second. Let's read the Tshuva Sirosh on the same. We'll take it apart. Zok the Sifkot Yud Beis, the Sma brings down the Tshuva Sirosh. Mashetoyan, it's supposed to be Shetan. Ruvain Shu Potter Kevin Shoy Roichvim Brishus Harabim. One svar. Rav Ha'yulay Lenizik Lishma Atzmai Lav Taini. It's not a good taina. Why? She'ein Loy Loretz B'Shus Harabim. There's no heter to run B'Shus Harabim. Vafilu Beraglav. Even if you're running on your feet, She'yoch Alamed K'She'yitz. It's easier to make a short stop. You don't have the Rishos. You consider Shalai B'Shus. Kol Shekein Harechav Sos She'ein Loy Loretz B'Makin Shemenei Adam Reichvin. Certainly, when you're riding an animal that's more difficult to make a short stop, certainly you consider Shalai B'Shus. Why? Shemelo Yuchal Amir Asus K'Sheyitza. V'Nimsa She'Pashabai is considered a Pesheya U'Mazik B'Gufayu. He's a Mazik B'Guf. Kamen Sherechav Ala Behema U'Mazik B'Gufa Behema U'Bukuf Shalai is Chayiv L'Shalim. He's considered an Adam Mazik and he's Shalai B'Shus and a Mele he's Chayiv. Now, it's bothering me, and he had a whole arichas to show you why the person shaloi b'shos. And why would it happen if the person would attack him in b'shos? No, bin shneim b'shus. L'chari, still he should be chayv. The halacha shneim b'shus, hiziku zezeh is chayv. It's only husku zezeh is potom. And pashas, it sounds like he was hiziku zezeh. He ran into the person. Sounds like it was hiziku. I didn't see anyone who asked this. It sounds like I made a blunder here. I don't know where I went wrong, but pashas pshat, if it's hiziku, he should be chayv anyway. The only thing is, maybe the rosh held like the Yad Ramah. And the halach, and it will be considered tavayu avdi maisa. Maybe it wasn't like the second guy ran into the first guy, but somehow they met. They together met. It was a chosen also was going side by side, and they met. And we had last week that tavayu avdi maisa. If they both contributed to the hezek, that's considered husko, that he'd be potif, would be shnei b'shus. And therefore the Chuvus Rosh had to go out of his way to say, no, he's not considered b'shus. He was rot b'shus, rabim shalai b'shus, and therefore he's chayev, even if he'll have the din of husko zebezeh, he's chayev because the shalai b'shus is chayev for huzak. I didn't see anyone who's bothered by this. Interesting. All right, but anyway, but the Rosh says it's not considered regal, it's considered Adam HaMazik, and he has to explain why is it considered Adam HaMazik. So he says, Kevin Sherechav ala Behema, since he's riding on the Behema, Umazik beguf HaBehema book of Shaleh, and he's riding with the Behema's items that are attached to the behemoth, and he's riding on the behemoth, we actually damaged with the behemoth itself, he's considered Adam HaMazik, and he's Chayev L'Shalim. And if you look in the Tshuvas HaRosh, which for some reason the Torah leaves out, the Tshuvas HaRosh says, the Kemazik Begufoy is considered an Adam HaMazik, Kemoy behemoth Shezik Abuk of Shaleh, just like a behemoth, which damages with its saddle. It's considered a behemoth HaMazik. So to an Adam who's riding on the behemoth and damages with the behemoth or its saddle is considered Adam HaMazik. That's a Tshuvas HaRosh. A major yisoy that the Rosh has, that you're riding an animal, and the animal does the damage, it's still considered Adam HaMazik, and it's too shalit, just like you see a behemoth that damages with its saddle, even though it's not the behemoth, but the behemoth is holding the saddle, it's considered Adam HaMazik. Well, if you're holding the behemoth, you're considered Adam HaMazik.
That's how you can't control. You can't always control.
Well, I mean, you're normally supposed to be able to control. You only can't control because you're going very quickly. Normally, we're not talking about a wild animal that's not an unbridled animal. We're talking about faket. You went quickly, and you went too quick that you weren't able to make a short stop. So the mice is a chazanish. Blast, I mean, whatever, it's masig, whatever this means, on the Rosh. He doesn't understand what this means. And just to give you a little backdrop, we'll just understand a little bit what the Rosh means. We'll get to chazanish kasha. But what the Rosh means, okay, is we're going to see later on in Shinayin Tess as well, that the Svar from the Rishonim, that anything that you're holding, if you're holding a beam, a kaira, and you do damage, even if you're stationary, I'm holding a kaira and I'm stationary, and someone walks into my kaira, and let's say I was there shaloi b'shus, I'm going to be chayev for the damage, even momin amazek that I cause, I'm going to be chayev, even though let's say bar is potter, on Niske Kalim, that's not considered a bazak to Rishonim. If I'm holding it, it's an extension of me, it's an extension of the Adam, and it's considered Adam HaMazik. Well, Dr. Rosh, if you're holding the animal and your foot was in the sleeve of the
stirrups.
Good. And you're riding the animal, it's an extension of you and your chayv, it's considered Adam HaMazik. And the Chazon Ish says he doesn't understand this Rosh. The animal was the one that did the damage. I'd rather happen to be an onlooker, a rider, a passenger, but what ended up doing the damage was the animal. You can't make a tzushel like the Rosh did to a saddle when the animal does damage with its saddle, what we say, oh, you see that the saddle is an extension of the animal. That's because ultimately, at the end of the day, the saddle, even though it might have been the medium to that met by accident, that was the pressure that caused the accident, but the saddle didn't have any motion of its own, the animal was the one that caused the hezek. So the saddle is an extension of the animal. It was bekoyach the animal that the hezek was caused. Here, if you're riding on the animal, you're holding on to the animal, you're hugging the animal, who cares? But what's causing the hezek? It's the animal that's causing it. The animal's koyach is causing the hezek. So it should be a behema mazek, not odom mazek.
It's causing the rider's in control of the animal.
You're right. I'm also supposed to watch out for my animal. If let's say I'm walking in Rishus Arabim, I'm leading the Arabian camel, and I'm leading it, and it's going wild, and I'm not careful, I'm even throwing it, who knows what, I'm going to be a potter, because it's Regal HaMazik. And regular is part of Rishus Rabbim. There's a case, if I mamish, throw the animal or maimid the animal on something, that I cause it to go into something, so that's maimid, I'd be chayv, that's maimid. But in the Mala case, it's regular mazik. So rather I'm sitting on the animal, that should make it Adam HaMazik. He doesn't understand the Rosh. One second, we'll get to a car in a second. So he doesn't understand, let me just finish the thought. He doesn't understand the Tshuvas HaRosh, what's going on in the Tshuvas HaRosh. And Ad Kedei Kach that I saw the Ulam HaMishpat also doesn't understand. The Ulam HaMishpat says, that we're talking about, where he was taka maimed. You sort of ran the animal into it. The animal had no brayer about going into the next sus. And he learns atz maimed. And the Chazon Ish doesn't quote the Ulam HaMishpat, but he says in Techadra. I mean, he can't say we're talking about atz maimed, because maimed is chayv when it's bari hezeka. He's not bari hezeka. He was riding freely. It was a little vild. Maimed, you set the animal to do damage. You set it on the hezek. So here, I'm not maimed. You were riding freely. You were riding wildly, irresponsibly, so what? But Lamaise, it wasn't Bari Hezekah that the animal is now going to run into the next animal. So you can't have a chiv al tzmaimid. You can't be mechayv al tzmaimid. You have to go only like the Rosh says, Adam Mamazik. He says, no, how's this Adam Mamazik? And the Pisgah Choshen, you have to bring down the Kazanish, like, I don't know, makes a pshara, but he says, if the animal's movement was because of the Adam was whipping the animal, directing the animal, kicking the animal, so that's, even though it's the animal's koyach, but it came mikoyach the machmas, the person. So it's like the Adam's koyach, it's Adam amazek. But if the animal's going for a donkey ride, for a donkey ride, and he's sitting on the animal, and the animal's going freely wherever the animal wants to go, and I'm just enjoying the ear, and I'm enjoying the trip, and that clearly would be only behem amazek, and I'd be part of.
The Rosh is talking about rut, and the Rosh calls him a pesher for making him run. It's the person using it as.
Yeah, he's using it as a tool, correct, but still, that motion of the tool came from mikoyach the behemah itself, right? It's the behemah's koyach. If I tell the behemah, go, I command it to go, and let's say he's my command and it runs, right? So what is that?
He says you're pesher because you can.
If I'll tell an animal, I'll call an animal, I say, go, run, and I'm not sitting on the animal, run, and it goes wild and it causes damage. Avad al bipata. It's regular mazik. Right? If it's Bishus Ram, I'll be potter. The Raj only says because it's an extension of me, just like the saddle is an extension of the animal, this animal is an extension of me because I'm on the animal, I'm attached to the animal, and of course it has to be Mikoichai as well. That's like Pesach Choshen says. But you need the combination. It's not just Mikoichai, it's Mikoichai and it's part of me, it's attached to me, it's considered one big Adam HaMazik. Chazanich didn't understand it. But if you want to apply it to cars, yeah, in Echonami, a car, you press on the accelerator, you're the one who causes it, it's going to be, and you're holding on to the car, and you're in the car, and you're attached to the car, it's going to be one extension of you, it's going to be Adam HaMazik. That's not considered Mamun HaMazik. That's Adam HaMazik. At worst, it might be Eish. Isha is so good. Vaita is a type of Adam HaMazik, whatever. But, alright, but that state in the Rosh, it's a Chiddush of the Rosh. Sorry?
What,
by car?
Yeah.
People discuss that it might only be a din eish, whatever, you have to know. Garmi is eish. All right, whatever, it's still going to be chayv. I don't know.
You have to be in the car to be chayv. I mean, if I go outside the car and give it a push down a hill, also be chayv.
Okay, that's right, it's otherwise. That's like eish, he shot an arrow. So it's chitzav. So he shot an arrow. It's not directly otherwise, it's ishum mishum chitzav. Whatever, you'll have, it's like chetz.
Even if there's a big windstorm driving in the big.
Okay, so you have to know, not in every case. I'm just, in the mice is, if a guy recklessly drives, he's going to be considered Adam HaMazik. All right, let's continue. We have a lot here to do. Zok the Rosh, which is Chuvisa Rosh Vaito. Vafilu hoya hasus hamuka shal akum. Even if the sus that got damaged, the sus that the chosim was riding on was a dava shawl. He borrowed the sus from the guy. It wasn't even his. B'tzarech ha'nizik l'shalem la'akim yoisim imashu nifchusu d'mei ha'sus. And the akim is going to be ma'ala l'olav and mamish take him for a ride and cause the chosim to pay a lot more than the sus was worth. In that case, ein ha'mazik chayv l'shalem yoisim imashu yishum ha'bezin. If the animal that I damaged was only worth $300, even if the guy is going to cause the chosim to pay $400, I only owe the guy $300. I only owe the chosim $300, not $400, because the hezek that I caused was only $300. The alila that the guy now played on the yid, that's extra, and I'm not responsible for. I'm only responsible for the actual shear of the hezek that I caused. And if you look in the, may I should go to first say this. So what's the case? The case is that the nizik borrowed something, and I ran into the nizik. I'm going to be chayv to the nizik the price, the amount that the nizik had to pay to the guy bidin. Let's say whatever. I'd be chayv to the nizik. But more than that, what the guy is money from the nizik yes midin, I'm going to be potter. The kashi is altogether. It's a mamish apella. How in the world is the guy allowed to mun from me altogether? It's not his animal. All he is a shoyl. So how could he mun from me? Laval dram didi. I don't know who you are. You own the animal. I damaged the animal. I didn't damage the animal. Let the guy take me to the entire. I don't know who you are. And we had the entire a lot of times like this, that the mazik damaged a rented car. Mm-hmm. And the Nizik's coming and saying, you owe me money, I have to fix it, I won't be able, if I return it, I'm going to be hit with a charge, I have to fix it before I return it. And the Mazik Tainis, I don't know who you are. Lav Valderum Didi. I mazik hurts his car or a rented car, whatever it is. I was mazik that car. Let them take me to Din Torah. I have nothing to do with you. Who are you to mun me for the money? Mm-hmm. And then nevertheless, you see in the truth is a rush that you are. So how do you understand this? It's a mamish apella. So Baruch Hashem, we found the Chazanish asked the Kasha. The Chazanish is mamish muches. And here's how he explains this truth is a rush. He says like this. He says that in the case where the chosen already had to pay the goy, and the chosen is paying the goy shalai kedin, because we know that a chosen, that we know that there's no shmira to an akum. Right, the hilcha shemir was only said ben Yisrael Yisrael, but ben Yisrael akum there's no hilcha shmira, so it's going to come out that the goy who's moaning the price of the sus, the value of the sus from the chosen, even the value of the sus, he's moaning shalai kedin. He has no right to moan. The chosen is a shoyl. There's no hilchus she'ela to a guy. So he's rising from this chosen $300 shalai kedin. So after he took the money from the chosen, really, if we could take schlep this guy into a din Torah, we'd force the guy to give back the $300 to the chosen. Now, second step, the guy would be able to mon me, the mazik, the $300, because I was in the maizim, mazik is sus, or the mud loylam, even to a guy. So I would owe the guy money, and the guy would owe the chosin the money that he took from him, ba'almus, shalai kadin. So at shibudah d'rav nosin, the chosin is allowed to come to me and ask me some of the money. You're right, he's lab al d'ram didi, he has no right to mon for me the money at all. But the reason why he can come to me, since the guy owes him the money that he took, shalai kadin, and I, Lamaisa, really owe the guy the money, so he can go straight to me, Achibudiranas. Instead of him having to mon the guy for the money back, he can come to me.
It's dafk if you paid
already. Oh, so the Chazanish says that's dafk if you paid already, but if you didn't pay. So in parentheses, it says, Ken Zain, even if you didn't pay yet, since you know he's going to pay, and the Gemara says that, like a case, if I sold a sada and a Bachoy wants to take away the sada from the Lekuach, I'm also considered a Baldov, even though it's nothing to do with me. It's between my Bachoy and the Lekuach, because that guy's going to have Terumis Alai, so I'm party to the Din Torah. So since the guy is going to have Terumis on the Chosin to take the money for the accident, so the Chosin already, that's his Pesach, he already can mum me now, even before he had to pay the guy Baalmas. Because he knows the guy is going to have to mon him Baalmas. He knows that's what the guy is going to do. He's going to be forced to pay the guy. So he's already a Baldova to mon already. And he says the Bater is Efsha. The Mashmois of the Rosh, the Mechaba, is even before you paid the guy. But good, the Chazanish has an Efsha on that. Memela Zok the Chazanish.
That's the case of
Shoimrim? Any Shoimrim. Any Shoimrim is going to be like that. But Zok the Chazanish is going to come out, light his reasoning, if it would have been considered niske behema. Let's say my animal ran into the chosin, and halacha is that a shor on niske behema you're not chayiv if you mazik a guy. Only on niske adam you're chayiv if you mazik a guy. But niske behema you're not chayiv. So had this been niske behema, not only we were still talking till now that you have a ptur maybe b'shos ra'avim, even b'shos anizik, had it been niske behema, well my chayiv to the guy I'd be potter, because niske behema you're potter on a guy. So even though the guy took the money from this chosin shalei kedin, the chosin can't come to me. He's labal d'ram didiyad. I wasn't mazik your thing. I was mazik the guy, and I'm to a guy. I'm be potter because this kebay might be potter. So this whole halacha is only once you establish that riding on an animal is considered niske adam. So there, in Echanami, the Rosh is gerach that if it's niske adam and I owe the guy and the guy owes the chosin, so the mail of the chosin could come straight to me. Al shibut the ram nosin.
The guy,
one second. So the Chazanish Fezois, the language tickle, comes back to and he says, I'm only talking about where the chosin really doesn't owe the guy. But if somehow you could create a schaivis that the chosin owed the guy the money, let's say in all rentals today, the mechayiv for all hazekim that you do, and it's a contractual obligation, and it's not midin shomer, it's midin because you mischayiv yourself in that shtar that you owe money if there's going to be a hefsid. So the chazanish in b'chayi gavna that the chosin really owes the money to the guy, and he has a right to be tovei me directly. Because then he's a baldova. He's a baldova because he has a schus in the item or a chiv in the item that he owes this hezek to the owner, to the mashal, to the maskir, so therefore he already is a bal davar now, which itself is a chiddush in the chazan of the chazanish. But does state in the chazanish that if the chazan would be chayev emes, then he already could mum for me. But if he's not chayev emes, then he can't mum for me. Only out this new chap of shibud rav nosen. So today, lemaisin car rentals. In this case, behemoth, he won't be able to collect from me out my chiv, but he'll be able to collect out my chiv because I caused him a hefset because he is chayiv to the guy in the din. Even this case, behemoth. So it'll come out that Buzmanenu, Lagabi Karyant, there's really two reasons why he's a ladder man. One, he's a ladder man like this, al shivudin am nasin, and one, he's a ladder man directly because since he's mischayiv himself, bedin to the Karyant, then enachanami, he's a baldova to man me. But I should be moisev, and we had this in the din Torah, is that the Karyant is often insert a clause that only their body shops could do the fixing, and their body shops can do it, charges 2 to 3 times more than they're supposed to be charging. Check out, that's maybe how they make even more money, whatever it is. I wonder if there are kickbacks there. But nevertheless, so come to us, if I'm going to be damaging $500 worth of hefset on your rented car, you're going to have to, when you return it, you're going to have to pay $1,000 to the car rental place. And now you're going to come back to them under $1,000. On that extra $500, you have no right to mon. Kadosh state over here in the halacha. The halacha is Yosef Matron Nichols to Meir Swiss and not Mechuyev. Are you makabel on yourself that you're forced to their shuma? I don't think the Chazon Shmuel goes a right to say that therefore you have a right to mummy. It's a created fictitious claim that they have on you to mon you more than the $500 of the hefset. Bishlam not you mechayev bedin on the $500. So now you're a baldov and that $500. But on the extra amount that they're mean being malil alav, so to speak, they're causing you to pay the higher fixing price, and not mechuyev to pay that higher price. As Shaitan the Shulchan Aruch, that's considered an alila that I'd be potter on. I'm just saying that I think that the Shulchan Aruch's case is halacha would be applicable even in the Chazon Ish case. I'm just saying, along is why I'm a baldova, but to mother I am out. I'm not shulduk because you. Let's say you maftich the guy that if anything happens, you're going to pay him $1 million. I'm shulduk because you made a stupid upmark. That's your problem between you and the guy. You were party to this alila. You accepted this alila. It has nothing to do with me. I don't know of this alila. I'm not at fault for that. So Mamela, it would come out that on what Taka did damage at Vichayev, on the alila Shaboy, I'm going to be potter. Why doesn't it get me out alila? Let's look in the Pisgei Tshuva.
What about is list price considered not a shuma?
If it's not the way the shteger that people fix, if it's more than what the cost is, that's considered, you know, whatever hukushuma dictates. There's a parsha of shum, you have to go to 3 shemaim. Whatever hukushuma dictates, if they charge more than that, on that chelik, you're going to be part of. Look in the Pesach Tshuva. Eina mazachayiv l'shalom yoyser, kosev v'dogu miravava, v'zeh l'shaynoi, betu b'shem tshuva sarash, sayim v'zeh, after he just said the reason why you put on the extra part, since you were not mechavin to cause this hezek, to cause this hefset, you're going to be potter. Mashma, umashma is like the dog of Revolver, shim kivain, that if you did have kavana to cause this guy, you know that it was a rented car, you know that he rented or borrowed this from the guy, and you know the guy is going to go after him, good, and you went into him, you're going to be chayav l'shalom kol mashu ya'alilu akam mishum dina d'gambi. The only reason you part is because mishum d'lo kivain, but if you're mechavin, you're going to be chayav atzgambi. Isaiah Zok, though, Diak, it's a diak in the Tshuva Sarach. It's mavu like that in the Tshuva Sarach. The Dagom Rav Avah is diak. It happens to be, it's also Shut Bnei Yaakov, who lived in the 1600s, way before the Dagom Rav Avah, makes the exact same diak that you can mechayev medina de garmi. Now, what does it mean, you mechavin? You mechavin? What does that mean? That if you mechavin, you're going to be chayev? I think all it means is that you mechavin lahazik. You don't have to be mechavin the whole alila. All you have to do is kavana to do this maisa hezik. So then you are on a full Adam HaMazik B'meizid. If you Adam HaMazik B'meizid, then you B'chayiv Garmi. If you only did it wildly and you didn't stop, and you chayiv out Adam Loilam as a form of king Aveda, Tikka Chiyiv, Apshiyo Aveda, so then you're going to be part of a Garmi, because Garmi is only chayiv by Meizid. But for Aveda, a type of Oynis, even Adam Loilam, but for Garmi, you're not chayiv. So therefore you'd be, but if you Taka had a Kavono Lahazik, you wanted to get the guy, and you Mechavin Lahazikoy, and then it turned out later on that it was a rented car, could be that's a ready enough to be mechayiv you. There's a ksois in Reish Tzadi Aleph that the ksois is mashma that he, the smack quotes over this Chuvah Sarash over there, that's all he does. Doesn't fear Reis the Dika Dagmar Ravava. And Ksais is Medayak from the Sma. I don't know why he did the Dika Sma. It's a Fush Chuvah Sarash. I don't know. Apparently, it seems like Ksais didn't understand there was a Chuvah Sarash. He thought it was a Sma, so he suffer. And he said that the Sma means that if you Mechavin, it means if you Yoda that it belonged to a guy, that's already enough to be Mechayiv you for the whole Aliyah. Alila. As long as you knew that it was a rented car, it's already chayiv. And the Ksais doesn't like it. He says, just because you knew, but we don't have din of garmi, only if you are mazed, not if you chayiv, because you should have been more careful. And he's masig on the sma. I don't think the sma meant, I mean, the sma didn't mean anything. The sma just called the truth is a rush. I don't think the truth is a rush meant more than that. Or the rush, enechnam, the rush meant, you mechavin lehazik means you did it b'mezid. Enechnam, if you didn't do it b'mezid, even the truth is a rush, even the dogma revolver, the b'nei yakav, they would all be moider that you'd be part of. The ma'is is the ksais went even a step further. And the ksais said, and you should know, even if you mechavin lehazik and you wanted to get the guy and you knew that the guy is going to be, whatever, you knew it belonged to the guy, even then, Dr. Ksais, I think that you're going to be part of, because since the guy is being malal Allah, of Shalai Kedin, so for that, that's not even a garmi, that's like a grama. He had no right to demand that money, and I'm going to be potter. And you have to say, he was talking about, well, it's not Bari Ezekiel. We don't know for sure that the guy is going to charge more if he's Bari Ezekiel. But in a normal case, if I damage your source, your parrot, whatever it was, even if I know it belonged to the guy, and even if I knew that I was running into your source, Zak Taktais, you're going to be potter. Now again, he didn't know that this was coming from the Truvus Harash. Had he no kind of Jesus, I don't know what he would say. But Lamai said, these words are the Jews of Rosh, it's Medik and the Jews of Rosh, that if you had Kavana, you'd be Chayiv. I saw there's an Erech Hashai over here, and Erech Hashai wants to say that he's Matmiya. How could the Jews of Rosh say that if you Mechavin Lahazik, you're going to be Chayiv even for this extra Gami? There's a halakha later on in Shimpei Vav, that if I have a shtar, Ruvain owed a guy money, with a shtar, it was a shtar chayiv, and he paid the guy up already, and I was holding on to the shtar chayiv, which was already perua, and I returned it to the guy, shalai kedin, and then the guy used that shtar chayiv and collected a second time. The halacha is that's not garmi, it's only grum and pata, because just returning the shtar doesn't make a definite hezek. Maybe the guy won't collect a second time, maybe he'll be erlich about it, and he went ahead, he needed to do a maisa and now make the collection, that's only a grum and I'm going to be pata. So Zakta Yeshai, how could this be worse than that? Here to what I do, I gave a cause, a pesach, for the guy to come in and now be teveyu. But who said he's going to be teveyu the alila amount? He should be only teveyu the real amount. What he's being malal alav can't be any worse than I give him, I arm him with a shtar perua that over there it says it's only grama, not grami. And over there it's coming from a tshuva zarashba. So how could this be worse? So the Erech Hashai says, La halacha I hold that even if, like the ksois, he doesn't quote the ksois, but halacha I hold that even if you're mechavin lazik, you're also going to be pata. And this Rosh argues with that Tshuva Zerashba. And we pass him like the Rashba. And it's very meduik, that's why the Mechaber leaves out those extra three words. The Rosh says, Kivin Shalok Kivin. And the Mechaber leaves it out. Because Mechaber holds the Apartha, even if you're Mechaber Lazik, you can be Apartha. Because it can't be any worse than over there. Because the Tshuva Zerash argues with the Tshuva Zerashba. And he brings a right that the Tshuva Zerash argues from a different halacha, like Gabi Bametzra, if you put a guy next door. He wants to say that that's a raya, I don't want to get into it now, but he holds that the Tshuva Zerash argues with the Tshuva Zerashba, and la'aloch he paskins that you put like the Ksois in Gansan, even if you're in Mechavin, not like the Pesach Tshuva. The Mais is what he says, that the Tshuva Zerash argues with the Tshuva Zerashba, it's a bit of shvelok, because of the Tshuva Masas Ben Yomin, which actually Shach quotes over there in Shin Pei Vav, but there's a Tshuvas Masas Ben Yomin, Simon Pei Hei, that Masas Ben Yomin, when you're talking about the dinner, you're being Maksa Shtar Perua, the Masas Ben Yomin had a different halacha from a Tshuvas Arash that says if you took the Shtar and you gave it back to the borrower, it was the inverse case. The case was it was a Shtar which was not Perua yet, and you had that Shtar to be Mon, and you gave it back to the borrower, and now you have no way to Mon, there the Tshuvas Arash says you're Potter, because it can't be other from Sayyash Tores of Shechavere, which you're going to be potter. So he says over there that if you gave it back over there, you're going to be potter. Okay, you can be mechalik, whatever, I don't want to get into it. But he says over there that if you give it back to the loiv, you're potter. This Tshuva Rashba says if you give it back to the malva, the inverse case, you can be chayiv. He says that they're not arguing. The Rashba and the Rosh agree with each other. And the case where I give it back to the loiv, so it's immediate hezek, because right now the loiv will never pay. Mashenke, if I give it back to the malva, where nothing was, the money's still by the loiv, you need the secondary mice of the malva now to mun and collect from the loiv, so that's only a grama. That's why you're going to be part. That's not going to be if I give it back to life, you're going to be chayv. But what you see, the Tshuva Masas Ben Yomin, he says clearly that the Rosh and the Rashba are not arguing. Each one agrees with each other. And the Shach brings it down. I know the way he says it, but he spars his halacha, the way the Shach quotes it over there in Shem Pei Vav, says that if they would be arguing, then maybe even if I return it to the loiv, I should be potter like the Rashba. No, he says that the Rashba would be made at the Rosh, and Rosh made at the Rashba, because they're not arguing. From here, you see the Erech Shai holds that they are arguing. My middle of Ma'asas Ben Yomin shouldn't have a right to his halacha, and the Shach shouldn't have a right. He quotes Ma'asas Ben Yomin. All right, at the end of the day, I don't know what to do with this halacha. You have a Piskei Tshuva, Bnei Yankiv, a Pashas, I mean, it's a Rosh, and a Dogim Revav holds that you're Chayiv if you're Mechavin. You have a Ksois, who didn't know it came from the Tshuva, the Rosh says you're potter. And there I also want to say about the Lalok, I don't know, I don't have a Akhro, if you would be Mechav and if you'd be Chayiv or not. I don't know. All right.
Just one second. When we're talking about paying for the fixing, you really don't pay for the fixing. You pay for how much your car is worth less. Like, you've got a scratch, right? Cost you $300 to fix it, but it's only worth $100 left.
Okay, that's something else. That's a Machlokes Nesivos in the Chazon Ish. The Nesivos holds that you always go Kama Hu Yeshava VeKama Hu Shava now, like you're saying. However, the Chazon Ish says that something which is Oimid to be fixed, then the Hezek is the fixing price. And that's how many Batei Din Hanoik. That if it's Oimid to be fixed, and that if it's Takanat Oimid to be fixed, and you want to fix it, you're right. Then you use your formula. How much it was worth now, and how much it was worth before, and the difference I have to pay you. But if it's Oimid to be fixed, so the hezek is that I cause you to now have to pay this extra price. Not to me. The hezek of the item is that fixing price, because that's what it's Oimid to be done.
The whole truth of the Rosh Hagavit is the shalom of a gloy. If we write that the Rosh, however it works, says that it's called Olam Mamazik. So the same way when the Chosson was driving on the parrot, why isn't it called out the Hanizik? If he's an extension of the...
Right, animal, so, and let's say it is, now what? We went ahead and...
So it's different from the Goyt. Now is it in Aldebaran the Diyah?
No, I still wasn't... I wasn't mafchis your domim, I was mafchis your item domim. So it's an extension of you. So it's like you were the also an Adam. If an Adam is walking and I rip his shirt while he's walking, and that's zikha, an extension of his gof. As zikha, I'm only being mazik his moment, not his Adam. Right? So here too, I'm being mazik his moment. And this moment belongs actually to the guy. So therefore, I have to handle with the guy, not with you. Even though the maisa hezek was a movement of a koyacha Adam. So what? But the hefzid was not your hefzid. If you're holding somebody else's item, it's somebody else's problem, not your problem. You're not being genizik. Yen is being genizik. All right. Fine. So at the end of the day, you see, I'm probably not going to have time. Okay, at the end of the day, what you see from here is that the Rosh holds it's considered Odom HaMazik, and even if you're Mazik, a rented thing that belongs to a guy, you will be Chayiv that amount, but what's more is considered an Alilo, and that you're not Chayiv. If you're Mechavin LaHazik, that's already a Shailo, Machlek is a Paisim, like I said. Okay, let's move on to Ramah. Zok to Ramah, Bochrim HaRoichrim, Likras Chosin VeKala. They're becoming freilach, and they're running to greet the chosin and kala. Viziku zeh momin chavero, and they damaged each other. Derech simcha uschoik, by being freilach, they damaged each other. V'chein b'shar dvar simcha, and any other time of simcha that you damage each other, uschoik. There's a halacha in Tafresh Tadihei and Arachayim by Purim says the same halacha. The place can bring down like a kofes shanis. Apparently they got a little rowdy. Some chastayr the place can bring down. I believe the Aruch HaShulchan brings it down. They become a little more lebedik and freilich and you damage each other. Hoyol v'noagu kain, and that's how they noyeg. That's how we do simchas chasam v'kala, simchas Purim, or simchas tayra. You're going to be paturin. You're going to be potter. Now what does that mean? What's Pshat? Because you're noig in Kenya Potter, Pshat is, you are noig that if this is how you feel, Zok, you're noig, Lushoik. And you know when you're doing this game, you play this whatever this maisa. You know that when you're greeting a chosin kala, very often people do get hurt because it's olo that that's what's going to happen. Then if you went there, then you're sort of allowing this to happen to yourself. It's kilo like you are meichel, you are mazik b'shus. Avad if I'm mechaven lahazik you avad I'm going to be chayv. But if I only was mazik you through this choik and simcha, and that's what everyone does, then I'm going to be potter. The Mishu Brewer in Tafrei Tzadihes of Kotnya Gimel quotes a Bach. I haven't found this Bach, but he quotes a Bach. If anyone finds it, please let me know. That's mechalik between a hezek gadol and a hezek katan. He says this whole halacha is only if you're mazik a hezek katan. But if it's a hezek gadol, not, then you're going to be chayiv. And the understanding you're going to have to say lechayre is that the simcha is only mechayiv a type of darga of hezek. The hezek that's frequent in such a simcha is a minimal hezek. If it was a major hezek, such a hezek is already beyond simcha. That means you went out of bounds. You went out of what you were supposed to do. You went more than just simcha. And b'chai gav ha'hezer gadol, you're going to be chayiv. L'chayiv, that's what you're going to have to say in the Mishur Berurah. There's a Levush who says, based on this halacha, Levush is over here, he says that if I lent you this animal to greet Chosin V'Kala, and you went ahead and you were freilich and you agreed to Chosin V'Kala, and your animal, or my animal that is, got kenizik, the animal that you were running got kenizik, so Yen is going to be potter for sure, because that's his halacha, that we were going both freilich. But maybe I should mun you out Shoyim, because Shoyim is chayiv b'ayin, and even in Oynis, you're going to be chayiv. So, look, the Lavush is considered Mesa Makris Malacha. Since I lent it to you, knowing that you're going to use it to be Freilach for Simcha Kos Makalos, it's Mesa Makris Malacha, and you're going to be Potter. That's what Lavush says. And there was a Mesa Shoya recently, a couple of months ago, I got a Mesa. There were Mesifta Bachram, they were riding bikes, and they had a game of riding bikes, cutting off each other. It's a ganze game how they do. I didn't understand the game, I'll be honest. But that's the game. And three people came to the Din Torah. There was the Mazik, the Nizik, and the Baal HaNizik, that means the Mashel. The Nizik was only a Shoyel. And it was Mamish this halacha. And it came out, and if you knew that you're lending the bike to play this game, and it very frequently happens that people get the Nizik while riding this bike game, then the chayim will be this halacha, that the mazik is potter because he has this halacha, and the shoyel is also potter because it's considered meis makas halacha, and the mashal never has to swallow the hefset, even though he didn't enjoy the game. He had no part, but still, that's the patur. It's meis makas halacha, and you have the patur of hiziku, of bishus, and it's not, none of that, it's more than just shneim bishus. It's adai tadoch, you came into it, that you allowed the hezek to come out. If you look in the Bera Goyla, Sivkot Nireish, he says, "Vezel loshen yisham." It's almost tricky. It's really such a vezel loshen ha'agudusham. I wasted enough time trying to find it, and he doesn't quote the aguda before. I don't know what happened, but vezel loshen ha'agudusham. It's in sukkah. V'chem pesakti l'fom be'shabboses v'chatzah beis hakneses. When kids come to shul, they end up playing outside in the chatzah. Kishemesachkin ha'bachurim amakim zezeh. I also parted them from this halacha. Provided the vachli is kavnu zezeh. If they're being miskaven lahazik, then in a kanami you don't have any of this p'tur. The whole p'tur is only if you're not miskaven. If you're not miskaven, then you sort of allow yourself to have this hefset. You allow yourself to be genizik because it's part of the game. It's part of the simcho, even if it's just a schoik, it's part of the game. Very often you have people play ball and they get hurt one another. Someone recently told me in Nebuch they were going to amusement park. I didn't understand this 100% either, but they stand on a board and each one tries to knock each over off the board, and they're wearing some type of a mask, and the mask is pointy and sharp, and you're not supposed to, they warn you, don't hit in the head. And he gave a zetz and he hit the other guy in the head, and he mamish causing gefela chatzaris. Really medical damage. But anyway, so, you know, you have to dan. It's very hard. If he knew he wasn't supposed to hit in the head, but you have to dan how he hit. He was hitting the head while he was falling off the beam himself. If it goes under the din of schoik, then he'd be potter in simcha. If he did something that he shouldn't have been doing, and it was like begedah mechavin, then it's going to be worse. Now, the case I just gave you was even Adam, the Azik Adam. If you look in the Ramah, the Ramah just said, v'ziku zezeh momin chaverim. Didn't say what happens if I hurt, if I do bodily damage. But the case of the Bera Goyler, the Aguda, when he's talking about Makim Zezeh, the Mogen Avram and Tofresh Sadihei, Sivkot Zayin, brings this Aguda and spars from this Aguda that this Ptur is even Adam Dazek Adam. Not like the Knesset Agdela. The Knesset Agdela over there, Nemdon Fapash, it's only Adam Dazek moment. But if you hurt somebody else, if you do bodily damage, you're not going to have this Ptur. The Mogen Avram says, from this Aguda, you see Fakert. You see that even by Adam Dazek Adam, you're also going to have this Pator.
Yeah, I think the Mishnah Berurah and the Hilchos Purim is talking about Adam Dazek.
He brings down the Gadam Mishnah Berurah passing like that. That same Mishnah Berurah discussed before says Bein Momen, Bein Adam. Also from the back. I mean, I would love to know where this back is. But, all right. And the Mice is there. Leo Rab over there on the Magen Avraham argues. He's Deicha, the Magen Avraham's Raya. Not exactly sure how. He kvetches into this aguda. It just means that you makim zezeh, but you didn't cause Adam Amazik. So he doesn't say what he means by that. And then I saw the that's Eliyahu Rabba on the bottom of the Lavosh. Eliyahu Rabba inside the sefer said it means May Adam. I didn't understand it fully, but he said it doesn't make a difference because it's a Mefurash Trumas Hadesh and Reish Yud and Piskei Trumas Hadesh says Lahedya that if you have even Adam Dazag Adam, if they're doing it from Simcha, you're going to be Potter. So he says anyway, it's a Mefurash Halacha, and I saw tonight that the Shiur Knesset Zagdar, I think the Eliyahu Rabba might have even brought this down too, but I saw the Shiur Knesset Zagdar, that's Knesset Gadol's second round, was Chayza. And he also, even the Adam Dazag Adam is Chayiv, and he doesn't come from here, he comes from the Mordechai. He doesn't quote the Trumas Hadesh, which is interesting, which is the Eliyahu Rabba's kasha, why didn't he? But at the end of the day, this tour is even Adam Dazag Adam. Why the Ramos said, is there Mamun Chaver, L'chay Islav Davka, maybe it's Moshchich to be Mamun Chaver, but in Echnami, even if he's Mazak Adam Chaver, you're going to still have this Ptur. If it's done Machman Simcha, you still have this Ptur. And the Ramos says, Ois Mikol Mokim, Im Nira LeBezin, if Bezin sees that it's Kedai, Lasser Siyog V'geda, her Rishus B'yodam, they have a right to be mechayiv, even though minadin leish should be potter, because it's their schoik and simcha and yumakabel and but if it gets out of hand, they have a right to stop him and be mechayiv him. We're talking about, let's say, by Simchas Torah, by Ashanis, by a Rava, the Trumas Hadesh, I think we're talking about that case, and he says that if we're going to potter this guy, people are going to stop coming, showing off for Ashanis, because they're going to be scared they're going to be getting hurt. So we have to be lasa siyog v'geda, we're going to have to be mechayiv the guy if we see the guy went a bit too far. Now, like I said before, this whole tour is Maduik, it says it, actually it's gone. This whole tour is not, you're allowed to do a kavan. It's only if you attack a do, but even simcha v'schaik, then, hoilulis, you know what they do sometimes with simcha's Torah, you bedafki, you mazik the other person, and you think you have this heta, avadi, you don't have this heta. Then avadi, not only is it also, you're going to be chayiv as well. This heta is only if it's machmas, the simcha, and the freyla, whatever you're doing, that's how you spar the simcha, that's how you play out the simcha, and the chanam, you'll be chay gav, and you're going to have this patur. And there's no way I'm going to do Shinayin Test tonight. All right, so I guess let's try to make a sikkum to Shinayin Ches. Basically, the kolam you have to walk away, and it's going to be Chazarib and Shinayin Test again. The kolam are when you have Echad Bashus, Echad Shloi Bashus, the Bashus is always going to be Pata, cipher a proactive Hezek, cipher a passive Hezek on the Shloi Bashus, and the Shloi Bashus is always going to be Chayiv on the Bashus, cipher it's passive, cipher it's proactive. That's the two extremes. We had a case that if the Bishus knew about the Shaloi Bishus, so that upped the dag of the Shaloi Bishus, that he's now like a Bishus, because I had to entertain he's there because I saw him, even though he's a Shaloi Bishus, and it blives like Shneim Bishus. And Shneim Bishus, or Shneim Shaloi Bishus, is a whole new darga. Shneim Bishus, Shneim Shaloi Bishus, is chaya for Heziku Zezeh, but for Husku Zezeh Bezeh is Pato. We had the Yad Ramad that holds that even Heziku Zezeh, but if they both were contributed to the Hezek, the party to the Hezek that's considered like Husku, and in the beginning of Shinayin Test, we're going to have an application which indicates sort of like the Yad Ramah, it's a shtick of a right to Yad Ramah, that if you both contribute to the Hezek, that's already considered Husku. And for some reason, Mechaba was Mechadish then, that by Shnei B'shus, Shnei Shalom B'shus, and you had Ra, so now you raise it one manach even more, then you're going to be Chayiv even for Husku, which is a shtickle of a Pella, because you saw Ra and Sivav didn't do that, so why does it do it over here? Somehow we play it out, the Olam wants to say that makes you even more Mechayiv, you have to be more at guard, because you know he's there, even though in Sivav, when you saw him, you have to be more at guard, you're still going to be part of for Husku if the Shalom B'shus tripped over you. And then we had the Halacha of mitzvah, if you rot b'shus, and the mitzvah is something that time is of the essence, your Torah is manu bal, and you need it for the mitzvah, you're trapped for this mitzvah, you have to do it, so then you consider rot b'shus, and you're going to be part of Husku, you're going to be chayiv for Ezekiel still, and of course you have this head of simchas kosam akalu, any type of simchas koik, if it's machmas koik that you did it, then it's kilu, he allowed the hezek to come, he's a mazik b'shus, and you're going to be part of. Mitzvah, next week we ought to do Shinayin Test. Shinayin Test is very easy. Shinayin Test takes maybe 15 minutes, because basically it's a chazor, it's a shiur, Shinayin Ches, it's just a practical application, back and forth. There are chadushim, ein medrash b'lo chiddush, Yetz Hashem next week, b'li neder. Hakut tovach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.